What's going on, everyone? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school. And most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to help read through and irresponsibly speculate through all the internet clickbait dumpster fire garbage so you don't have to.
Yes, indeed we are, sir. So I figured since this is a very important show, why not have a fan favorite, a WTF award? But we'll do a mega battle today. It'll be six pieces of crazy content from
all
the
right,
internet.
All right, it's like the semifinals.
It really is. And we will pick the most WTF
out of all of them. These ones are
correct.
One of my favorite ones.
I it's a fan favorite, man, and I personally love them too. So, the very first contender we have, stepping into the ring. You should do that in your cup right there. Can you give us a good stepping into the ring? No, the cup.
First up, we have knife-wielding squirrel seen in Canada.
All right, so this one right here is a literal squirrel from Canada that was caught wielding a knife.
Was it a methed out squirrel?
No, this one, well, it wasn't drug tested. It wasn't like the actual dude.
Well, because we had that one squirrel, the guy was feeding meth and teaching kung fu to it.
Yes, and it was actually
it was an
attacking.
Attack squirrel.
This is true, guys. This is freaking true.
So
you
this
can
is
go back and listen.
A squirrel that's wielding a knife?
Yes, yes.
Is it like a little pocket knife or is it an actual just like a Michael Myers knife?
It just says knife outside of a home in Toronto.
Was it, like, glued to its hand?
It just says it was wielding it and chewing on it.
Oh, so it was just being a squirrel with a knife in its hand. Okay. It could happen.
It's clickbaity, you think?
I would think that a knife-wielding squirrel was attacking somebody. No. What is it? The one from Kill Bill?
Kill Bill.
Hattori Hanzo.
Yes.
The Hattori Hanzo blade? No, it's just a squirrel that picked up a knife and was chewing on the blade handle.
Just trying to eat it.
That's stupid.
So we're giving this clickbait trash. Should I just click off this screen right now?
Like, no, that's done. Just a squirrel I think is not very, you know.
Yeah. You squirrel, you go stab someone, and we might boost you up in our rankings. But for now,
if you're just chewing on the blade handle, no thanks.
Weak. Okay, then we have a 12-year-old was killed by an exploding grenade purchased from an antique mall.
Well, what did you think was going to happen when you bought your child a grenade?
Okay, listen, I got it.
A real grenade.
Listen.
It's not a fake toy grenade.
Okay. I gotta confess.
You bought a grenade?
I have four. But they're hollowed out.
Oh, you know for a fact they're hollowed out.
Yeah, I mean,
well this guy just bought a straight up grenade that was not hollowed out.
I mean,
it's a war relic. It still works, right?
It's a war relic. So, this is a literal war relic.
So the 12-year-old that was killed in December?
Yeah. He was killed by an exploding grenade. It was what he bought from a flea market, apparently, and it just wasn't hollowed out.
And he blew himself up. Well, that's what you get for buying your kid a grenade.
I'm not even kidding.
A hollowed out one. He bought him an actual grenade.
I didn't know what needed to be hollowed out.
So you bought a grenade?
I bought four of them.
You have four, but they are hollowed out.
But they're super heavy, even hollowed out. I mean, if someone didn't tell you, hey, these need to be hollowed out, how would you know?
I wouldn't buy a grenade.
They look so freaking
I actually
cool.
would buy
They're
a grenade,
so
but I would
awesome.
Not buy
They're
one for
so
show.
Awesome, dude.
I would buy grenades to lob off of my roof here during a zombie apocalypse.
Okay, so you want real grenades?
I want real grenades, not one you're like, I don't know. Did he just think it was just sort of like, maybe it was a...
one? Okay, 14-year-old you wouldn't see a grenade at a flea market and be like, Dad, I need this.
I would maybe go buy him
you
a fake
know
grenade.
Damn well
you. Because you can go to those army surplus stores and
As
buy fake grenades.
If they thought the grenade at the flea market was real.
But at the same time, you're like, I don't know, I was playing with a grenade and it blew up. You're like, oh, I'm sorry.
But they're not, there's no real grenades at flea markets. They obviously.
Well, obviously,
it was
there
fake.
Are real grenades at flea markets.
Freaking apparently.
There's
for
a
you,
big,
sir.
Big exception I can see right here.
Yeah, flea market shopping just dropped by 18%. Well, to be honest with you,
if you're selling a grenade that you didn't know was hollowed out or not, then that's like, what the fuck? What are you doing selling a grenade that you don't know is at least not an actual grenade anymore?
Right.
Not going to do the one thing that grenades
maybe
do.
Maybe he found it somewhere and he's like, oh.
Found it in the attic that his grandpa had with all of his Nazi memorabilia or something.
$8.
Yeah, give me $8. I didn't even dust it.
Take it home.
So, I mean, it's better than the squirrel. I mean, it's better than the squirrel.
You are done, sir.
That's because it's dumb. It's just them chewing on a handle.
So now we have the kid blown up by flea market grenade versus bottles of air give authentic smells for Brits aboard.
So you open it up and get a scent blown into your face?
I honest to God remember this from the Prince concert when Prince died. I remember eBay having all these jars of smells available.
Of Prince?
The Prince concert. They were like authentic air from the Prince concert.
That is such a load of shit.
I know. No, it was so real. Like, they were like, selling
here's air
that.
From the last concert
yes,
that Prince
yes.
was at. Who was collecting the air before he died?
Right. Exactly. Okay,
I'd rather buy somebody else's bathwater than air at a concert.
Supposedly.
Supposed air from a concert.
From Jones 1838. On eBay.
That's so dumb.
Okay, so authentic smells from Emerald Isle, as well as England, Scotland, and Wales, are being sold for €25 a piece on mybaggage.com.
Smells like sauerkraut and cabbage.
It allows people to have samples of the air from home.
That is such a scam.
Yes, you that can also get, listen to this.
I just need to smell this pot. Hold on one second.
The authentic smells include air from London Underground, which include fish and chips from Norfolk, as well as fresh mist from the summit of Snowdonia.
It's got to be some sort of like a chemical combination to make those smells what they think smells
okay,
like
listen.
It. So it's an artificial smell is what
listen,
I'm trying to get
next
at. Artificial
time,
flavors don't taste like what they're supposed to. Do you think that artificial
grape,
smell
do you think grape actually
tastes
like that?
Artificial grape? No, not at all. Watermelon, apple? No, thank you.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is these artificial smells that you're getting in this thing here, how do you know that that's what it's going to smell like or
very
even coming close to it?
Very easy way for us to test this. Up north, Michigan has a very specific smell.
Yeah,
that is fact. Yeah. Yes. Next time you go up there, just scoop some up
in a
mason jar. Mason jar.
Okay. And then
lock it up good, bring it back, and let me smell it. Let me tell you.
There's a way to try this out.
I'm down.
Because what would a smell of Detroit be?
Well,
sadness.
As soon as you come back, I'll have to have you try it.
Bad sports teams and sadness.
Hookers and blow. I'm not sure.
That has a smell.
Okay, so which is more WTF? Is it the kid getting blown up by the grenade, or is it the British bottles of air?
It's pretty close though, because both are kind of definitely what the fuck.
Yeah, they really are.
Because you're trying to sell air that doesn't exist to people that think it does. The other one, you sold a active grenade to a child that blew himself up.
I honestly feel like the dude that sold the grenade
just
had
'cause
no
you bought
clue.
One.
No, I bought four.
You bought
I bought four.
Four.
But I genuinely don't think that dude knew it was active. I think he probably just found it somewhere and it just happened to be. But the people selling air
obviously know it's not real.
It might be real air.
To them.
Someone.
It's real
it
to somebody.
Might have been, you could easily go to Michigan, Lake Michigan, and cup some air in a mason jar and seal it up.
And then sell it for €25.
We could probably sell it for more than that. Someone on like Texas, you want to smell like Michigan? Here you go, $75.
Yeah, because
bucks.
I guess the WTF part about that is the people selling it, A, and then there's people buying it, B. So,
okay, so
that one's, I think, got to be somewhat
okay.
the winner so
all right,
far.
So sorry, kid. We're very sorry for your loss.
Get
Father,
rid of
Son, Holy
yep.
Spirit, but you're done. Okay.
Fake smells in a bottle?
Yeah. Well, they might be real smells. We don't know, Pat.
I don't know. Could you fart in a mason jar and keep it in there and then just like open it up later? Will it still smell?
We should try.
All right. We're going to have to. All these mason jars are going to be around my house.
I've left Taco Bell laying on my counter and I've woken up the next day and I'm like, whoa, this smells like bad. You know,
can you imagine I've an done old that. Taco Bell jar open it up?
Oh, chalupa. Two-day-old chalupa.
Oh, God, a nasty chalupa.
So then we have a man injects himself with, quote, magic mushrooms, and the fungi grew inside his blood, which caused him organ failure.
It's kind of like putting graham crackers in your gas tank.
Ooh, nice. Nice.
What are you doing? You're injecting shrooms into your, like, did he muscle inject it or did he shoot it in his veins?
Veins. It says veins.
Wouldn't literally you die? Says
veins. No, it just grew inside him.
But wouldn't you think that the blood, since it circulates through your body, it would get caught up somewhere?
Well, Pat,
the magic mushrooms.
I guarantee you he was tripping before he did this. And he's right. Like, I just want to get higher.
Well, because, I mean, not that I know.
If I inject this, I'll never come down.
Sometimes I knew a guy that smoked mushrooms, like had like the mushroom dust and stuff and put it in a pipe and just smoked it.
Like straight?
Yeah, it smoked. Didn't work.
Oh, for real?
No, it didn't work. Yeah, I didn't smoke it, but he smoked mushrooms, like mushroom dust.
And nothing at all happened?
I mean, that's even a step further is just like putting it in some water and injecting it into your veins.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you first snort it and then see if that worked?
I think he did that too.
Okay.
I don't think that worked either. I think it just clogged his nose.
You think that would work at all if you snorted a mushroom?
Possibly, because you're still ingesting it, and it still goes gets him the...
Yeah, but, like, injecting it, that's...
That sounds like you would die.
But then how messed up is that it literally started growing
inside of his...
I mean, but
I would have figured he would have died from that.
Think about it, though. It's a mushroom. They grow in cold, dark, damp, isolated areas.
Yeah.
So you just gave them the perfect breeding ground.
Except for it's, like, 100 degrees in your body.
Oh, that is true. That is very true. Well, in my fish tank, I have this one random log. It's like 2 inches wide. Mushrooms always grow on it. I've never put anything on it. They just
grow there naturally,
they're
right?
They're freaking adorable. Well, they just ongoingly
how about you just
grow.
Inject that into your vein one
yeah,
day?
Yeah, that's
see what
I'm
happens.
Gonna do. Or I'm just...
I got no more room to grow them, so I just got to grow them inside my body.
Yes.
That's
okay.
I don't know. That to me all takes right, the cake so because that dude is obviously
you think that's
tripping.
Worse than the free smells? Well, yeah, not free smell.
Honestly,
not
what did the
they're
guy think
free.
He was going to do when he was injecting it into his arms? Like, he would start tripping? No. That's like I said, it's going to get caught up somewhere.
Forever.
Yeah, forever.
Forever.
It's kind of like what they do.
It would just permanent freaking trip, bro.
Because you're like, because definitely what the fuck were you thinking about injecting magic mushrooms into your body? What did you think was going to happen?
Like,
well, I can tell you what he didn't think was going to happen, that mushrooms would be growing inside of his body because of it.
Well, at that time, it might have sounded fun.
Absolutely.
Oh, if the mushrooms grow in me.
Then I'll just be on shrooms all the time, bro.
Every day, I'll just pick them out.
So I'm
going
to have to go that way besides the artificial smells in a can.
The final contender is police officers mistaken arrest strippers in Argentina.
Police officers mistaken for strippers in Argentina.
Yes. So,
it's the hot cops.
Yes. The police officers mistakenly arrest other police officers thinking they are strippers in Argentina. Because
why would you arrest strippers? Is stripping illegal in Argentina?
Well, you can't be.
Or are you talking about whores?
I think we're talking about whores, but I'm not 100% sure. I mean, no one's going to go. I mean, it's Argentina.
Well, let's see what the little article
this
says right
Argentina.
There. This is Argentina. It says, cops moved in to shut down the swingers party in South American country as 20 couples gathered for a dinner at a farm where the unfortunate mix-up occurred. Local media reports the officers were surprised but welcomed to a party that they knocked on the door of the property. A police source said when they saw us, they thought we were part of the show, that we were strippers. Oh, okay. He explained that people didn't know what was going on. One of them, realizing that we weren't strippers, told us, oh, we were excited. And then it was comical and absurd at the same time. So cops came over to a swingers party.
That's what it sounds like.
And then they thought they were just another couple coming into the swingers party.
That's kind of what it sounds
that's
like.
That's not too what the fuck. I could see
no,
that happening.
That's not.
If you were
right,
having 20 couples, which is 40 people.
That's a lot of couples.
20 couples.
A lot of people.
Having a big orgy party.
Yeah.
And then
neighbors,
all of a sudden.
Neighbors called a noise violation. I mean, because. Absolutely.
If I was throwing an orgy party, you know, I'd invite some people, but not everyone would know each other. So, of course, maybe they thought the people coming up to the door were part of the orgy.
Yes.
If they just, like, grabbed right in their pants and just started going to town.
Isn't that how you're supposed to do it?
Is that how orgy starts?
How exactly? Like, so you, do you knock? Like, hey.
I'm here. Take my pants off. Walk in. Instead of your shoes, you know, like take off your pants and stay a while. You know, like you walk in, you
just
fold them and put them on the table.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I've never been part of a 20 couple orgy.
Do you ever have someone else take your clothes and go away? Where
like there's a coat check, but it's just your pants.
Yeah, and the only thing you're left with when you're leaving is like a thong and a tank top, a wife beater tank top.
That's it, just walking around
naked. Not even yours. You're like, oh.
So that's not too what the fuck. I could understand that actually happening.
I also can too. So we have to give the winner of the WTF awards.
Is the guy injecting magic mushrooms into his bloodstream.
Yeah, that. And then the fungi growing.
And then. And then it growing
it
inside of him.
It would be so less funny if it didn't grow and he just
died. Well, obviously he didn't die either.
Right. No, that's
which
the whole
thing. Thought that's how if you're going to die, that'd be a way to do it.
Not from injecting.
Injecting mushrooms into your blood?
You want mushrooms growing in you till you die?
No, I'm just saying, if you're going to kill yourself, that's a way to do it. That is a way to do it.
No, that's definitely a way to do it, but that does not sound like the way to go.
It doesn't sound like a way to get high.
No, not at all.
It sounds like a waste of mushrooms.
Yeah, that sounds
so there's a whole bunch of WTF with that.
So do you think he took the mushroom and put it in a blender?
Crushed it all up and then put like water in. Like I'm guessing like how they do heroin. He had it like on a spoon and he like heated it up with the water and then just like draw it back.
But a mushroom doesn't.
You can grind up mushrooms into like dust.
Oh, so you think he spent some time high. He was on mushrooms spending some time grinding this shit
yeah, he
down.
Was actually trying to do it.
Yeah, yeah. This was premeditated.
Yeah.
This wasn't something he just
did. Have you ever tried to roll a joint while on mushrooms? That's almost impossible. So I don't understand how this guy on mushrooms tried to crush him up and then put him in a syringe and then shoot it.
And then
his arm.
Shoot it up.
Yeah.
And or did he? He injected himself, but it doesn't say he had a vein. Did he just miss and just like went into
I
the
have
flesh?
A strong feeling that if you injected mushrooms into your bloodstream,
you
would
die. Yeah, okay, so he missed and he put it into like his arm.
It was like muscle. Yeah, he's
yeah,
hit it into his
yeah.
muscle.
And then the mushrooms just like so
started
he,
growing.
So he just starts seeing like blisters on his arm. His
and then they
forearm.
Pop out to be like mushrooms growing
yeah,
underneath.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, this looks
oh,
like
oh, God, that's so gross.
Yeah, that is, ugh. Christ.
So, yeah, he wins the WTF award
yeah,
today.
Yeah, you so win it, bro. Congratulations to you. Do you think he's still living today?
Yeah, shamefully.
He was 30 at the time.
Maybe.
That's the age for that.
Yeah.
Stupid
You're
kids.
Done with the experimentation. Yeah. You're like, well, screw it. Yeah. Let's just see what happens
and
with
this. This is probably the time he's like, this is my last time, guys.
You know what?
After this, I'm done with drugs.
No more mushrooms after I inject these into my arm.
This shit's really messing up my mind.
I don't even know if there's anyone else around while you're trying to inject mushrooms. Because I'm not sure that that's a thing that you want other people to be aware of.
The fact that there's even a syringe there.
Yeah,
means
right.
A lot.
Maybe he's diabetic. Who knows?
True.
Maybe.
True. Very
I doubt
true.
It.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, dude. You won the WTF award.
We're so proud of you, man. We are so freaking proud.
Well, that is all the time that we have here for this show. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter or Instagram at filthfromthe80s. If you want to leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text message, it's 248-716-TAP and the number 1. That's 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will. For Karma and myself, we apologize for everything, and we will see you next week.
Oh, my God. We are so sorry, guys. Okay.
Would you take mushrooms intravenously?
Nope. This article says only have mushrooms by mouth or drinking. Never
stop.
Just so
I'm glad
you
they
know.
Have a disclaimer.
Just so you never.
Thank you,
anal.
Insider.
You don't.
Oh, it's
ever.
Called Insider too.